Call to order the September 9th, 2019 meeting of the City of Washington Board of Public Works and Safety. Let the record show that all members, plus yourself and Tim, are here and present and accounted for. First item are the minutes of the meeting from August 26th. Any corrections to those?
I make that motion that they stand approved as written.
I'll second that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Claims were referred from the council. Any questions on those?
I move we pay the claims.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Bank statements. Beth, you have some bank statements for us? Numbers?
Cash balance at the end of August, $41,479,053.05. That also includes $47,912.16 interest. And as you can see from the report, we did close the road bonds, redevelopment bonds, first part of August, so that balance is on there too for the construction fund and reserve.
That's at $3,207,000?
Yes. That's seven reserves, the $2,249,050. And the bond count for them on bond, they've been paid.
Okay. Any questions on that? Any donations to report?
None.
Okay. Thank you, Beth. Okay, Samantha Bobbitt is here from the Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau and Heartbeat of Washington. You get paid from all three of those organizations. You're doing all right, Samantha.
Asking right now for the Mighty Road Fest for road closures from Economic Development and Bambini's down to Sherwin-Williams and across the street there. Those two blocks, and then also we'll be using half of Second Street on either side.
Yep, it's okay.
So same setup that we did last year.
Yeah. Were there any problems last year, any of that?
It's pretty well contained. The only difference is going to be the drawing this year, so that's going to really, we don't know how that's going to go, but we didn't have any problems last year at all.
Any problems from,
We had rain.
Yeah. Any problems with fire department or police department with that last year?
No. They've got a block at 3rd Street anyway.
Yeah.
But then, they'll be just a block from there on down.
Yeah. Okay.
Two more blocks.
We've done this for several years, so I would move for approval of that request.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That's September 28th.
We have approval for the stone suit on October 5th. That's just that road, Van Treese to Main Street on Second.
Van Treese to Main, yes. It's just that one block. So Main Street isn't even closed, is it?
No. Like I said, that's October 5th, and that will be from 10 to 1. We've got Silly Safari, Raven.
Offered.
He's going to be doing sugar cookies. They're going to be decorating sugar cookies, and we've got all kinds of games and fun for the kids and community soup again.
And hopefully it's warmer and less windy.
Mm-hmm. We won't have those high wire up there.
Not having them this year?
We're doing Silly Safari this year.
What is Silly Safari?
They're like animals, exotic animals. They bring them down, let the kids pet them and get to know them, and then they'll do a show from 11:30 to 12.
Oh.
Soup and hot dogs at noon.
Okay. Great. Any questions on that one?
No. Make a motion that we approve that closing of that street from 8 to 3. Is that what time did I set on there? So.
Yeah, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'll second that. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay. You had in your packet a some of the pages of this huge document, basically the contract with agreement with Midwestern Engineers for services related to the phosphorus removal at the wastewater facility. It's pretty much a standard I'm sure David's probably read these 150 million times.
That was the most important portion, wasn't it?
Yeah, the copy, the pages I copied were the most interesting.
How much thicker they got over here.
When you started, it was three pages.
One page.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
I didn't find a problem with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Standard procedure. I would move for approval of that agreement with them then.
I'll second that.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That carried. We'll get that signed and executed and keep moving forward on that project. Okay, we have some requests for salary position changes. I would move that we read those.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 All right, I have a request from Randall Emmons, a request of following salary changes. Ty Church, apprentice lineman at $18.70 an hour to first-class lineman at $19.48 per hour. Todd Nockham, first-class tree trimmer from $19.48 per hour to third-class tree trimmer at $21.22 per hour. And Stephen Arney, apprentice lineman at $18.70 per hour to first-class lineman at $19.48 per hour. The effective date on these changes would be September 21 of 2019.
Do you have anything to say about that, or I know Rain's gone.
I've worked with all of them on a daily basis, and they've all, you know, proved that they're active for the job, and they're all moving along pretty good.
Yeah. And I've talked to Randy, too, about they've all been on the job long enough, they've all, their experience level and the training they've gotten, he recommends them, too, so.
I'll make a motion that we approve those.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we have two things needed to add to the agenda. First is a drainage issue on south side of Windbrook Drive that runs, that big open ditch that runs, I don't even know where it starts. It starts up north there someplace, up toward Brett Cable on the north side, someplace up there, right? And then it runs down
there around where Joe Singleton is, that area.
Yeah, and then it comes down.
All the way up to Culver Pond is where that technically starts at, but then there's another finger that goes up behind Douglas Drive, up beside Joe Singleton's house, on up behind where that starts, at where Joe Singleton's house is. It runs by Mike Singleton's house and property there along that Long Sugarman Road.
And then this one runs underneath Windbrook and connects up with the golf course project. So they're having some erosion issues. It's unknown why. I mean, they think we did put in a bigger pipe under there about three, four, 6 years ago.
Probably 4 years ago.
And so there's more water running through there.
Plus, just replaced the culvert.
Was it backing up before?
No, it's not backing up now.
But before? Put a bigger pipe into the
backing up? The reason why we replaced it because the bottom was completely rotted out of it. The reason why it was galvanized pipe. It's back with a galvanized, but it's new pipe. There again, size. Ed did the hydraulic on it. I think we did upsize it by, I don't know what it was before, but I think it's 66-inch pipe now. I think it was like 54 before.
Yeah, it's 60. It's 60 inch now. It was a 3 foot, according to Mr. Remmel.
Oh, yeah, I think it doesn't matter. That's what it has now, anyways.
Anyways, the two neighbors have requested that the city pay the cost, or at least share in the cost. To they have had some engineering. Because it's an open waterway, IDEM had to get involved, and because IDEM got involved, then had to get Lochmuller involved because they had to certify that the wetlands issues.
So. It had to be a 401 permit through the DNR and IDEM to jointly come together and make an allocation or permit that. I do know that Mayor told me today they have sent in their IDEM.
Right. Yeah, I have a copy of it right here if you want to look and see it.
I don't need to see it. But, yeah. The volume has increased because we have done some more impervious surface up in there, built a few more houses. Increased the volume of the rain, water coming down that channel. It's going to, the creek's moving a little bit, that's happening. They thought the pipe's been realigned, but Ed confirmed to me that the pipe was in the same, laid in the same direction it was previous to the, where the old pipe was, so, but because it is moving and creeks will do that, there's, you know, we do have some erosion issues going on north and the south side of that particular culvert, so.
And it's starting to erode away into, Mr. Rimmel's drive almost, or could if it doesn't.
And this isn't a small creek, this is a pretty good size.
It's a pretty good sized creek, it's probably, well, the pipe's 5 foot.
Yes, 5 foot, I'd say the
creek's probably.
Floor of that particular creek right through that area there is probably 5 foot, 5 to 6 foot least, the base. But it has moved, it's encroached more to the east versus the west.
Anyways, they've worked with, Hogan Helms and designed, a remedy, and that is to reshape the sides, put riprap in it, put some erosion, blanket, is that what you call it, erosion?
Yeah, erosion.
Mats. And, total cost of project with engineering and permitting and, is about $16,000 or $17,000, so. I would like to, for you to give me the authority to negotiate something with them to get that figured out.
I would give you the authority to negotiate some kind of equitable cost share with them.
I'll second that.
Okay. I'm meeting with them Thursday, so.
And I'll let Mr. Waller know tonight at the meeting, or I totally not would.
Yeah.
That's all right with you.
Sure, that'd be fine. All in favor of giving me that authority to do that, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Do you want this back? Or do you want me to give it to him? I can give it all to him.
I thought you could give it to him Thursday.
Okay. All right, will do. Okay, and then we have, two additional cost share side, or sidewalk cost share applications. Somewhere in this stack I've got them. You have them? I think I sent them to you. One is with,
Florencio.
Florencio Becerro. The other one is, thank you. And the other one is with TruScripts down around South Street. Both of these properties are having some, they're doing improvements on their properties. And the True, in the TruScripts case, hopefully within the next 3 or 4 weeks, we'll be redoing South Street. So he wants to get the sidewalks done before that. So, so you've got the cost numbers on that.
Mm-hmm.
I would move that we approve those two requests. I second that. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That motion carried.
Either David or Diane, do you have anything else?
No, I do not.
Beth?
Glenn?
No, I don't.
Anyone else for the good of the order? Oh, yeah.
One question on that, agreement with Midwestern Engineers. Is that for, engineer contract for them to design this and then come back to the council with a price, or is that just agreement?
It's for them to design it, I believe oversee construction.
The first deliverable would be a preliminary design of what they intend to do.
And they'll come back to us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have to submit that preliminary design
all
to IGIN.
Except for the inspection portion.
Right.
They got to be a separate one.
Oh, it does not include the inspection.
I believe that.
No, the inspection's in there.
Because Richard is a little questionable about the price of this, so it varied a little bit.
But right. The first phase is the preliminary design, which would have better cost numbers and a layout of what we wanted to do for the layout.
That's what I thought it was going
to be. Yeah.
And we would have to give them authority to move beyond that.
Yeah. Right.
I have read it. It does include the inspection, too.
Yes, prepare preliminary design phase documents. There's a whole list of things.
Yeah, because we really don't know the price yet.
No, that's,
yeah.
Don't know that till you get the preliminary
exactly.
Design done.
Exactly. I thought that's what that was for.
Right.
Good question.
Yeah, they'll also put the bid documents together.
Right, but the first step would be a preliminary design and a better cost estimate, then we authorize them to go ahead with final design, and we do the bid documents.
And just kind of in that same regard, I did have a meeting with SIDC last week about a potential OCRA grant for part of the cost. So they are hustling to get an application put together by, when did they say, first?
The deadline's coming up pretty quick.
I think the application's due like the 2nd or 3rd of October.
Yeah.
And then they'll announce in November if we've received it.
Coming on pretty quick.
But that would help the cost.
$200,000,
I think, what they said. Right. But they have to do an income survey of the community. They have to do, because we'll have to get some of the costs buttoned down a little better. Yeah. But
we've got them all the information.
Have you? Yeah. You do a resident rate survey.
They want rate surveys. They'll want to compare our sewer rates to other communities.
I'd say we probably meet the threshold on the sewer rates.
Mm-hmm. Sewer rates, we should be fine because our rates are lower than
very competitive.
You have to be in order to get the OCRA grant. You have to be at median or lower average income, or a certain portion of your community has to be. So there's a whole bunch of things to walk through, but thankfully they'll work on that for us. That helps. Because that's not right grant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any, so nothing else?
Move to adjourn.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Now, did you tell me you were? You have time, you're not going to be here?
I don't think I'm going to miss anything.